Thanks to everyone for coming out this Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock in Spanish Fork, Utah. And thanks to those who download these talks as podcasts from iTunes. We invite your comments, correspondence, and feedback by emailing us at utahchristianas@gmail.com. We also have a membership class at our website, utahchristianas.org. I'd like to thank those that have taken the membership class, become members. We couldn't do what we do without your help and support. Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Today, because it's football season, we thought we'd title our talk Game Plan. Is that all right with you? What is the game plan for our life? A lot of you have had this experience. Your mom or your grandmother, maybe a friend of your mother's or your grandmother, sat you down, called you by name when you were 6 or 8 or 10 years old, looked into your eyes, and with all the sincerity and believability in the world, said to you, Sarah, Jim, Bob, Sydney, there is a God, and He has a great plan for your life. Today we're going to talk about that. What is God's plan for our life? And when we were little kids, that sounded pretty good. That sounded pretty exciting. That wasn't a bad thing to hear. And we believed that, and we should have believed that. It was a question, what's the great plan for my life, that we wrestled with. It was a question that intrigued us. We processed that question. We wondered about it. And then as we got older, we got to be a little frustrated about it because decisions kept forcing themselves upon us. How do I figure out which college to go to? Should I stay in state and live at home and save money? Or should I go out of state where I get a scholarship, but then there's dorm fees and travel and all those different things? What's my major going to be? Well, I love the humanities, but the money is in science and technology. What am I going to choose? Which way am I going to go? I'm dating a girl and I really like her, but my mom is telling me, find someone else. Every time we make a decision, we know that that's a turn in the road that eliminates other possibilities, other turns in the road. And we don't know if our decisions are in line with that great plan that God has for us. If we're down here and God's the coach and we're supposed to perform according to a universal game plan, it seems like there are very, very little indicators. There's very, very little cue in order to tell us which way to go and what that plan is or how to figure it out. Finding out what God's plan for our life seems more mystery than certainty, and God seems more silent than vocal. I remember I grew up in a rural town in Pennsylvania with about 200 people in it. Christmas Eve was a big deal in my home. It was my brother's birthday, and all of our relatives would come for a Christmas Eve dinner. Everybody would help decorating the tree. With all this bustle going on, and in what seemed to me the ideal circumstances to do what I did, I went out back late at night, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. I went up to the top of the hill behind our house. It was a clear night. It was a sky full of stars. And as a 12-year-old boy, I threw the question out, what is your purpose for my life? I thought if there was any time or circumstances under which an answer would come back to me, it would be then, Christmas Eve. Nothing was forthcoming at the time. Imagine you're Tom Brady down on the field and you're facing your most dangerous rivals, and you know there's a game plan, and you know you should be calling your plays according to the game plan, but you're not getting the signals from the coach. Either he's just, for some reason, he's not forthcoming, he's not communicating with you, or maybe there's a technical malfunction. But what do? You're left on your own. You feel like you're just swinging in the breeze. You call plays, and some of those plays gain yardage, but you don't seem to be scoring like you should, and the outcome is not as certain as it would be if you were acting according to the game plan, which was very, very carefully crafted and took into consideration the specific weaknesses of your opponents. The outcome is totally uncertain. So how are we going to get this knowledge for our lives? How are we going to make our life count? Is God going to come to me in some dramatic, unmistakable way as a bolt of lightning? Is He going to speak to me from a burning bush? Will He appear to me in a dream? Will He come to the foot of my bed one night? After all, Halloween's coming up. In the meantime, my life is slipping away. Every decision, every turn in the road means I can't pursue this alternative destination. I'm forced to make decisions which will not be easy to unmake if I end up going in a different direction? So am I doing something wrong here? Did I miss something? And we all come to these crossroads of life. Destination way, inspiration drive. Should I stay in my job and do what I've always doing? Or should I take that higher paying job in a new city where I don't know anybody? Destination way. Should I continue to deal with my teenager the way I've always dealt with them? Or considering their present bad choices, should I take a left or right on inspiration drive? God, what do you think about all this? What's your answer? What are your cues? If you're out there, how do I go about finding out these plans for my life? What is your will for my life? What am I supposed to do with my life? And where do I go from this point forward? We have a premise and we have a promise. The premise is that there is a God, there is a supreme being, and the promise is that God or Krishna will show it to you. Now, by the end of this talk, you will know what that plan is for your life. Not only will you know and get the answers that you're searching for, those answers will not just be general answers. They will lead you to the details, the specifics of your life that you might be facing. To get there, you have to start at the right place. 2 + 2 = 4. If you start with 2 + 2 = 5, no matter how expert you are, everything else will be wrong from that point on. But we need to pick the right starting point. And the first thing to realize is that we didn't create ourselves. I didn't manufacture myself. You didn't manufacture yourself. It's the manufacturer, it's the creator that gets to say what the purpose of the created item is. It's the manufacturer of this laptop who built into it a certain purpose. And because I didn't manufacture myself, I don't get to make up or imagine a purpose for my life. Another thing we need to realize is that we're not going to get the answer to purposefulness from society. Society does not value significance. Society values success. The values of success do not address my inner self, nor do they bring satisfaction. If you don't believe me, ask Robin Williams, Tiger Woods, Michael Jackson, going back a little further, Marilyn Monroe, Howard Hughes. You're not going to get the answer to the question, what's the game plan for my life, from society or from a consumeristic culture. You're not going to get it by watching TV. You're not going to get it by watching DVDs. You're not going to get it by reading newspapers. Material success will simply not give you the satisfaction that you're hankering for. God, up there, he must be scratching his head, wondering, what's all this ambiguity? What's all this uncertainty? What's all this confusion about? It's very, very clearly stated right there in the Bhagavad Gita. Now, if we call all the scriptures of the world, we'll come up with some bullet points of what God wants for our life. And I'll just go down 5 of them here really quickly. Pray without ceasing. That's why we chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Krishna is a name for God, as is Rama. God is absolute. And when you associate with God through his name, you associate with his mercy, his compassion, his wisdom, his strength, and his stamina. Second point is be thankful. Give thanks in everything that we do. Third is submit to authorities, hence the system of the guru, the spiritual exemplar to model perfect God consciousness in our lives. Fourth point is avoid immorality. We eschew illicit sex, gambling, intoxication, and meat eating. And the fifth point is to be filled with spiritual purpose. Now, these are, in general, what God would like us all to do with our lives. And on one level, unfortunately, there's something emotionally unsatisfying about this list, because it seems that specific questions, where do I live, who do I date, who do I marry, what my job, get only general answers and moral platitudes. We might conclude that God's not really interested in the details of our life, and however inspired we might be on Sunday, we're still on our own to figure out how to act on Monday or Tuesday. When you reach an impasse like this, it's good to get back to fundamentals. It's good to get back to your starting point. Let me put this out for your consideration. We are not the starting point. If you don't get anything else today, get this. It's not about you. It's not about you. It's about He who created you. If you're